Hey, we gotta open this anyway.
We were about to do some smelling salts.
Are we all online now?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, well. All right, well, we're fucking doing without the lid. We're fucking not even just bagging it. Smelling salts, episode 50. Let's go.
Whoa!
Episode 50, the Mention of the Machine. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it to 50 episodes. That's the fucking milestone there.
No Wait. Intro, just smelling salts.
Nope, just smelling salts. Fucking like crackheads. What's this, Atomic Rhino? Yeah, Atomic Rhino. Fucking, whoo. I was not prepared for that dose. That'll
wake you up.
I hope I never get woken up with those. Shit. Be mad. Somebody get punched. But anyway, it's episode 50.
I guess it's a good way to check to see if someone's dead.
Yeah, exactly. If they're faking, for sure. Mm-hmm. He ain't breathing that and not reacting. I got tears in my eyes. Shit. Woo! Anyway, episode 50. I guess it's about mid-April now.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of rain here, Joel.
I know. I found new leaks in my basement.
Woo! I didn't go down to my basement yet today, but record-breaking rainfall in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of rain. My grass is 8 feet high.
April showers bring April flooding.
Yeah.
Last night, I was went over to Christie's and we were hanging out, and we went to pick her son up. I was driving through Deer Lake, so I'm going down this hill. I'm like, where are the road markings? And then I hit a 2-foot puddle, slamming the brakes, slamming the reverse. I'm like, hope to God my car moves. I thought all I could think was Oregon Trail. You attempted to ford the river and failed.
You've died of dysentery. I'm a mile from home. Yeah, I would have probably kept going, but I have a Jeep.
Mm-mm.
So.
No, it was too deep.
Yeah, for your car.
Far for your Jeep, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know how far it went down.
Oh. Like,
I heard stuff. I'm like, I know I'm not at the bottom yet.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea. This is a very bad idea.
Right. Yeah. Flooding at night is probably particularly scary.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine. In daytime, it's probably.
Of course, we went around, and then the cops show up, like, to block off the road. I'm like, where were you guys, like, 20 minutes ago?
We got a report of a dark man in the area.
So the eclipse happened.
The eclipse did happen. Speaking of darkening, I like your little transition there.
Mm-hmm. We would like to hear how much of a nerd I am.
Well, I know, but these other people might not.
So, as you know, we had multiple locations. We could watch the eclipse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Times varied from 1 minute and 30 seconds to 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
One of the NASA's website grabbed all the major cities that they had information for how long the eclipse was going to be. I went out to tomorrow.io, got an API key, downloaded their weather data, got the cloud cover, the rain cover, temperature. I grabbed another API from Grasshopper to get the travel distances. I got another API for latitude and longitude, because half these things want latitude and longitude, not addresses. So I wrote a master script that went out and made, I had a list of things like 15, 20 places, and it ranked them all by cloud cover and rain chance.
Hmm.
And from midnight to like 10:15 that morning, it changed 4 different times if we had the best place to be. And the winner was Erie, PA.
Well, it's always Erie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't have more traffic up there, because like that image I sent you, they said there was like 27 miles of backup.
So here's the deal. So Chrissy, we took the back ways. I didn't know how I was going to take me. So she lives out by Deer Lakes. So we went the back way all the way out to Route 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into, I think, 228, and then we got on the 79. So we got on the 79, and it kind of rubber banded, like, back and forth. But we stayed about 50 miles an hour the whole time.
Hmm.
So traffic was not that bad going up. But, like, I went to dinner with my friend two nights ago. And the people at the bar were just bitching and moaning about all the traffic on 79, how bad it was.
I bet.
And nobody could get anywhere. And, like, someone told me Erie was cut off, like, you couldn't get into Erie.
Hmm.
I drove right in. I'm like, okay.
Probably not through 70. Well, you were on 79 at the end, yeah. Beat it, though.
So then we did the eclipse. I set my gear up. I found out my tripod was drifting, so I couldn't do my bracketing. I got a couple good photos. I didn't get any of the actual total eclipse. But I made friends with the guy next to me who had two. He had a 600 millimeter and 800 millimeter lens, which meant he probably had at least $4,000 worth of equipment on him to take pictures of the eclipse.
Yeah, so people underestimate how much camera gear costs.
Mm-hmm. So I got his pictures, and they were fucking amazing.
They were cool. They look 3D. They look like 3D art or AI art, actually. Mm-hmm.
So my friend from college, he actually went up to Erie. They're going to go to Rochester. The last minute decided to go to Erie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we went to Port someplace. I forget what the name is. Like Port Island or something. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was actually not that bad there. We couldn't find parking. They realized the guy that we passed was actually allowing you to pay for parking.
Hmm.
So we just paid $20 and got a parking spot, which is great. So ended up going to a crystal shop afterwards. That's what my friend wanted to look at and saw some creepy shit. They're like, this is a scry mirror. All this weird shit's happened. I'm like, I ain't looking at that thing.
Yeah.
Her friend's like, I just stared into it. I got a headache. I'm like, yeah, nope. Mm-hmm. Avoiding that shit.
Yeah. Playing around with dark magics on the eclipse day is bad business.
But they're talking about all this crazy shit, like, oh, there's a demon in this rock. It's got cased in wax in this porcelain thing. I'm like, what the fuck did I walk into? So then we went to a little diner, and like, I think it was like 6:22 when we left. I'm like, well, 79 was red from top to bottom. I'm like, time to find an alternative route. So I think I took like 90 to like 19 and just rode 19 all the way down to Route 8 and got home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Extra 12 minutes. Didn't sit in traffic. Always moving.
Yeah, always moving is the key. Like, I can't stand that just sitting there.
Nope.
I feel like I'm just trapped, and I feel like it's...
Especially on 79.
There's no way to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you the one winter we were driving up to Niagara Falls for shits and giggles, and we were driving up 79. It was snowing that day. And there's the one part when you're going up 79 where the road is split, and you see on the other side, like 79 South is coming down. There's that big grassy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like an 18-wheeler just starts sliding down that hill, barreling towards us.
Ooh.
The scariest shit. Never forgot it.
I went to Berlin with my mom on Wednesday. She had to get her sewing machine fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an accident years ago. A tractor trailer pushed off the side of the road.
Mm.
I didn't know this, but like, my mother's not like tractor trailers. It's not like the turnpike anymore.
I bet. Did I ever tell you what happened to my father-in-law?
Nope.
50-51 out there in Darlington. Fucking tractor trailer came head-on with him. He's driving his Ford truck. He's lucky he didn't have a seatbelt on because he dove into the passenger seat. It fucking sheared the whole front off the car. Destroyed it. Like, he was fine. But it's like, there's a picture of the accident. You're like, how the hell did you live through that? Like, if he were seatbelted in, he wouldn't have lived because he wouldn't have been able to make that jump into the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy shit.
I believe Pat's immortal.
Well, knock on wood for that. We don't play them jinx games here.
I'm not jinxing nothing. I'm saying that man's amazing.
He's a funny guy. He's a cool dude.
But yeah, that eclipse was amazing.
Yeah, we watched it on the front porch. My neighbors, of course, in their dumb sense, played Eclipse of the Heart. It's like,
funny story.
You played it too.
2017. When the eclipse happened, I sat on the roof of the parking structure at Wesco and had an hour and 43-minute playlist of Total Eclipse of the Heart of all the remixes. So we're driving up the area. I'm like, you're not going to playlist for this, right? She goes, what do you mean? I told you, what the hell, just play it. So we listened all the way up.
You should have played Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, but the thing is, the Brian Bush run down in Texas, he bought his property because for the eclipse. He has a 7-acre compound. He does all his podcasting on it, productions. Well, he made Founders Day, so it was the day of the eclipse. So they had this giant thing, and the guy played Dark Side of the Moon while the eclipse was happening live.
Nice.
I'm like, I can't hold a flame to that.
Yeah, I saw a thing that was talking about the that jet, the Concorde, the one they don't use anymore. It chased the eclipse across the path of totality in 2004, whenever it was, through across the Sahara Desert, and it was like they had the longest exposure to eclipse in human history because they did it for like 4 hours. They chased this thing going 1,400 miles an hour. Fucking sick, dude.
I saw a thing in my email from work, but they did a 72-minute eclipse because I didn't read the article. I'm like, this is clickbait. This is probably a virus. I ain't clicking this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best way to stay protected, don't click shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did not try to reset my Facebook password. Bite me.
I got an email from the the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I was told I was 50 cents. I'm like, wait a second. I just paid my turnpike bill.
I got a thing in the mail that said that I owed them like $180 or something. I was like, yeah, prove it. Because they can't prove it. That's mm-hmm. the thing the Turnpike got into trouble with, is like their cameras weren't catching everybody. So mm-hmm. like they're just trying to distribute it around. It's like, prove that I owe that.
Like I tell people, if I ever get arrested for anything, for not paying, like, there's too much spam out here. I can't trust you. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting screwed. Mm-mm. If I pay these scammers, you're gonna protect me.
Yeah. I like the guy that goes online and he catches the scammers. Mm-hmm. They call him up or whatever, and mm-hmm. he starts like hacking into their computers and he catches the videos of them.
Darknet Diaries did interview that guy.
That's cool as shit.
So apparently they're using like TeamViewer or something. He found out there's a way to take over their machine. That's how that got started.
That's awesome. That's like if somebody starts getting on your nerves and you just recite their social security number to them. Like,
well, look, there's a video of him. He's like, oh, what's this? Hi, Priya. How do you know my name? They just lose their shit.
Quit pecking your nose, Priya.
Who are you sitting next to? Oh, you're sitting next to Samantha. Like, it's totally off script. They don't know what to do.
Uh-huh. They don't know how to play that game. That shit's only going to get worse with the AI and the deepfakes, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack Snyder did that. He's like, these spammers don't know how to use technology. Watch this. He goes, I'll write a better one, and I'll actually have a better voice, too. He did the whole thing. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, somebody online was posting, they were like, these boomers have gone off the deep end, because the lady was talking about, because of the deepfakes and stuff, that her family should set up a safe word, uh-huh. and they didn't think that it was a good idea. It's like, that's a fucking great idea. Like, have a safe word. Like, it's like having a pin for your family that's like, mm-hmm. well, how do you know that this is really me?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is like the episode of Sherlock. Well, just ask for the code. I can't. She has two codes. One code to destroy the phone, one code to give me the data.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
We started a new book.
Yes, we did. Not
Empire of Silence.
Yeah, not a, obviously not a fiction book, non-fiction book. This is a fiction book, sci-fi book, mm-hmm. Empire of Silence. Pretty good so far. Mm-hmm. I have no complaints. It's flowing pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
Which I'm usually hardest on a book in the beginning, because it's usually like midpoint where I get absorbed into the story. Like, there's too much scene building and everything else that goes on that slows me down.
The best way I can explain it is when I see a new TV show, I can tell you within 30 seconds if I'm going to like it or not.
Yeah.
Because there's a cadence, there's a style, and there's a format that just grabs me. And, like, I guess it's raining.
I guess so, too. I hear you now, too. I was like, what the hell was that? But I know it's supposed to rain again. Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, Serenity. Like, when you first episode of Serenity, like, the dialogue alone gets you, like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the show Wonderful. It's like the intro. Like, you can just tell it's going to be
great. Never even heard of that show.
So, Wonderful is about this girl. She goes to college, and she ends up graduating, and she ends up working at a gift shop up in Canada, Niagara mm-hmm. Falls. And one day, this guy buys one. You know those wax figurines you can buy?
Melted ones and like wizards and shit.
You put a dollar in and it makes a thing?
Yeah.
Well, somebody buys a wax lion and it's deformed. Hmm. So he sits it on the table and she's standing there and the lion says, like, if you see a penny, pick it up. And she's like, what the fuck? So everybody else just starts talking to him until she does what it tells it to do. Hmm. And, like, it always ends up solving something. But, like, it was really cool because, like, it's kind of like your classic Gen Xer who graduated college and, like, everything sucks and, like, I know better. Mm-hmm. But just the dialogue of the way things flowed in that show, I'm like, the first, like, 30 seconds, I'm like, yep, this is for me. Same with this book. Like,
is that on the server?
Might be.
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen anything about that before.
I'll have to look. It was a mid-aughts show. Mm. It's around the same time Dead Like Me came out. Mm. But, yeah, the character, like, yeah, it was interesting the way he explained everything. I hate the character, but I like the story so far.
The character's emo. I'm telling you, he's 100% emo. He's just a crybaby all the way through. Oh, I'm royalty. Oh, I have special genetics. Daddy doesn't love me. Mommy's a lesbian. She doesn't really love me. My younger brother's playing the game, and he's winning, but I'm not. He's emo.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I haven't seen it yet until you start explaining all of it.
This whole fucking book is really... It's his version of being a school shooter. No one understood me, so I'm going to make them pay.
What's the book Tomorrow Likes? Catching the Rye?
Yeah. God, fucking that book.
I hate that book.
Oh, my God. That was the most whiny bastard kid I ever saw in my life. Fucking Holden Caulfield.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny, because we have a cat named Holden who's named after Holden Caulfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Catching the Rye is a crazy book.
Did my first bike ride last week.
Woo! First bike ride ever.
Went up to the mills, did 4.82 miles, going behind the ball.
Yeah.
Not that bad. I mean, it's going to be a nice morning thing because there shouldn't be a lot of traffic. Definitely no people to worry about.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Mills is a ghost town. Probably ride through the mall.
What I want to see...
That'd be a funny video.
What I want to do is actually loop the entire mall, like... all the way around to see what traffic's like.
Mm-hmm.
But like that night, I did it like, I wanted like 6:30 at night because it took me 20 minutes to find all my gear. I'm like, oh, gotta get this, gotta get that.
I need to watch those potholes out there too.
Oh, trust me, it's bad.
I would like to see the video of you with like a GoPro riding through the mall and then the security guard, if there is still one, riding that Segway chasing you. When he starts getting close, you just say something like the only thing that's important is family, and then you switch gears and go faster.
Oh, you thought I was in eighth gear? I was in second. I'm wondering how that floor would work with my tires. What if I'd have any grip?
Only one way to find out, Joe. There's a lot of mall before they catch you.
That mall came out in, what, 2005, 2006?
Like, right at the wrong time, right when, like, Amazon and everything else was kicking off. Mm-hmm. Like, the only worst time to come out with a mall would have been, like, the beginning of COVID, when everything shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They do still have the comic book store out there that I want to go to, and I'd like to do like a gaming thing there, but I don't know. I don't know if I trust strange people like that.
No, you don't want to do that nowadays.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah, they are my people, but at the same time, my people need help. I did the Midnight Magic tournaments a couple times with Bill, and
out there?
No, down in North Hills.
Hmm.
But the point is, like, you see one tournament at midnight, you see them all.
I can only imagine the personal hygiene issues that go on there.
Remember Big Bang Theory and Captain Sweatpants?
No.
There's a guy that was at the mall at the comic book store. They called him Captain Sweatpants. He was a bigger guy. He always wore sweatpants and a sweatshirt. That guy exists.
I believe it. I am a comic book nerd, but I've only been to one comic book convention in my life. And I'll probably go to one this year just because it's been a while, but I am fully aware of what could transpire there, so, especially nowadays, Lord knows, Pittsburgh's such an accepting city of furries and things like that.
I think if I did go, I'd need to make a special suit, like a skunk, but instead of being a skunk, it'd be deodorant.
Walk around as a speed stick.
No, like a gas cloud. Like, well, you guys didn't learn your lesson.
That'd be cool.
6 foot radius. Why does it smell like lemon in here? Better than BO.
No, you need to start rigging like Lysol grenades. Like you just throw it out and it's like the fucking smoke grenade or flashbang, but it's a flash plane. Just poof. Everyone's suddenly instantly disinfected. That'd be cool. That'd be fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we had more time in a maker lab, we'd do stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do a lot of other weird shit, too.
Now that the weather's getting warmer, I can actually work outside a little bit. I'm going to move my shit outside. And I'm going to try and paint the walls with that anti-water shit.
Hmm. Yeah, I need to do that basement, too.
I kind of want to get that textured flooring shit, too.
Nature stone?
I don't know.
You getting Nature Stone?
I don't know what it's called. Is that a TV commercial? Yeah. That's the beauty of having YouTube Premium and Amazon Prime. The only time I see those commercials is when I go to my buddy's house in Latrobe to fly.
We used to see that shit all the time, the Nature Stone commercials. It looks like it's a good thing, though. Like, it looks... I like how Joel always pauses his audio so he can take a drink from his thing, but here I am just guzzling into the microphone.
Well, I can, if you just point to me, I'll do it.
You'll probably do something else.
No, I won't.
You'll enhance it.
The hell I will.
You'll put on the cock-sucking noise or something. Eugene's gargling cock.
All we got is this.
We need more noises than that.
I only have 4 slots and 2 of them for the intro and outro.
Oh, man, the next one's got to be the wah, wah, wah. We need that noise. That noise should always be around.
I keep toying with upgrading the podcasting gear.
Yeah. To what?
The bigger deck that has more sounds and more inputs.
Joel, you spend enough money on gear.
Nonsense. Like you said, I'm a gearhead. That's
you
what
are.
I do.
You are. You're a gearhead, and you like to start projects and not finish them.
I like finish them too. It just never happens.
Well, you like starting them so much that it overlaps the finishing of other ones. That's what happens. Like, it's that ADHD kicking in. Hey, this new exciting shiny thing is better than this old shiny thing. Hey, this new book we just started, guess what happened to the other book Joel was listening to?
Well, that guy's a piece of shit. And he hasn't finished that series. I don't have, and there's no skin in the game.
Yeah, but you can't be mad at him if you didn't finish the series either.
Yes, I can.
You got to get to the end point, and then you can be mad with the rest of us.
I'm mad because I'm sitting here going, why are you so fucking stupid? Like,
that's the whole point of the story is he's stupid. He's an arrogant, like, 16-year-old kid. That's got too much power and too much and nothing really to lose.
Like the situation, like, this is a very, very bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Like, I don't know. I think, and to be honest, that book added to my stress level along with my work when I was going through it.
Joel, your emotions are weak.
Well, there's too much shit going on, the firewall gets a little thin.
See, I listen to that book, and I'm just like, you know, this guy's fucking doing way stupider shit than I can be doing. Like
I was watching that Hunger Games prequel with Christy, and like the last half of the movie, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's every movie.
Why are you doing it again?
It's not that bad. Not that bad this time. We shut the lid soon enough. The bag holding it is not. Not a fucking nose-retching burn. Oh, since the last podcast, I got the ice bath. I don't think I talked about that.
No, you didn't. Actually, yeah. I got the ice bath and delivered it.
Yes, you did me a favor because me getting all the way out to Monroeville in time to do that would... They wanted to charge me like a holding fee, and I'm like, man, Joel's off all week. Joel's by the turnpike.
Yep.
Joel can go get it if he has time. And if he said no, it would have been fine. I'd have made do, but...
Wait, I got a side quest and I get to drive?
That's why I always start out, you're not going out to Monroeville anytime soon, are you? Like, if you are...
I got a full tank of gas. I'll go wherever I want to go. That's like Chris. He's like, you mind coming over? I'm like, what do you mean, do I mind? I was like... I get to drive my car. I get to play on the back roads of Deer Lakes.
Yeah, driving is fun. So the ice bath thing, I haven't actually put ice in it because it's been pretty cold at night here. Like, it still drops down to like 30s. I did buy a thermometer for the pool thermometer, and I didn't get great results when I was doing 30 seconds, so I bumped it up to 2 minutes. Ooh. And I will tell you, when you first get in there in 2 minutes and you're sitting there for like a minute or so, it gets pretty goddamn cold, and like your fingers and stuff start going numb. But then, like within like the first minute, you feel a rush of warmth come back to them.
Is that because you peed yourself?
No. Okay.
Well, a rush of warmth and cold water. Yeah.
No, to the fingers, fingertips and things like that. And then, like, I start to feel like something come up my spine, like there's like a pulse or a weird thing, and then it's like you feel fucking amazing. And apparently the protocol is ice bath, lift, sauna. So like cool everything down before you inflame it, and then keep the inflammation going by this with the sauna.
Okay.
But yeah, for 2 minutes in there, it feels pretty goddamn good. I also like that it's another thing that freaks out my neighbors that I do in my backyard. This motherfucker's out there climbing into his own little bucket of water. It's funny.
When you start bringing cages out and you start fighting shit in your backyard.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know, I should teach Joel jiu-jitsu. And I was like, no, I'm not rolling around with Joel in the garage on the ground on some mats looking real gay. Like,
yeah. Just like I don't ride motorcycles.
What's wrong with motorcycles? You ride a bicycle.
Yeah, but if I can't drive motorcycles, I gotta ride bitch.
No. That's, which is funny because it depends on which country you're in. Because in America, it's a bitch move. In a fucking like Europe or something, you look all right. You're like, oh yeah, sure, I'm on the back of a motorcycle. What the fuck's the big deal? Like, he rides, I swing the machete.
What's
like,
that? What's that video you sent me?
Which one?
Being a dude. Guy goes to eat the hot dog. Gay.
Yeah. Everything's gay.
He goes to eat something else. Gay. He throws against the wall. What the hell? Oops.
Well, Joel's destroying things again.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the podcasting gear. Just my glass case.
Got me bending over to pick up a Zag glass case. Gay.
So what else is going on? I'll be ordering about 3 tons of gravel apparently soon.
That just, I don't even know where you begin to order 3 tons of gravel. Like, are you doing it through like a local landscaping company or like a...
Go to a local landscaping company and say, hey, I need 3 tons of gravel. Drop it here. No. There'll be a big orange X in my driveway. Just jump it there.
Nice.
Then I'll spend an hour and a half with a worry.
Hour and a half just raking out gravel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. And then next Friday, I get new windows.
Woo!
98% efficient, apparently.
Oh, that reminds me. Since next Friday, we're not doing lunch. May 17th, I have like an hour and a half interactive meeting about unconscious biases and DEI.
So you're saying no lunch on the 17th?
Right.
Okay. I'm like, am I taking this with you? I'm his black friend. I can vouch he doesn't need to do this.
That'd be funny. Like, switch on the video. It's just you. Like, what?
Why am I here?
Oh, that'd be funny. That'd be a great another take on that whole... The famous plotline they do in like every series ever, where it's like the one guy wants the girl, the other guy's good with the words, and it's like just put you on the video and be like, Joel, say this. Say, Jose, that's not what you talked about 2 weeks ago. That'd be a great take on that. Be like, oh, I brought my black friend in to take my diversity training for me.
I know this is bullshit.
What do you mean I can't say ghetto anymore? Funny as hell. Oh, Christ, now I want to do that. Oh, if I didn't like my job.
There's been a lot going on at my job.
I know, your life has always got some turbulence on one side or the other. You're like an unbalanced individual, Joel.
I'm well aware. If all three happen at the same time, I know it's over.
Another eclipse. the turbulence of Joel.
Yep. Birthday's coming up.
Joel gets divorced, so he fucking buys a house. He buys a house, and now his job gets goofy. He got a girlfriend, so something else had to go fucking wrong somewhere. Like, he's too stable in too many areas.
Uh-huh. Just waiting for that shoe to drop.
Gotta keep the plate spinning, Joel. Gotta keep the plate spinning.
I'm trying. I found out, well, I confirmed about how much severance you get per year after getting laid off. So that's been my little pipe dream. Like, what can I do with 4 months of severance?
Nothing smart. You'll buy more gear.
Nope. I will pay shit off and just sit in my house and be happy and look for a job. It'll take me 6 months to find a job.
Yeah, I got my annual report from Social Security about how much I'll get a month, and I'm like, that's not too bad, but that's like right now. It's like, that's not a lot of money in 25 years.
Gotta do remitza and get those whatchamacallits that end right when you retire.
Like the trust bonds or something like that.
Yeah, there's some kind of bond you can put money into constantly.
Yeah, but the minimum opening investment is like $1,000. I was like,
That's just 1 month of not drinking.
Yeah, no, not even. Close, though.
I just took a stab.
Well, 2 bottles of wine a night is like $15. No, not even close. Not even $1,000. I don't drink that much anymore.
Anymore, because you're a quitter.
No, because drinking a six-pack a night is bad for everything. Like, you talk about undercutting. You talk about cutting the legs out of everything you're trying to do. It's that's a good one.
That is true. I took that test. The allergy test.
Oh yeah. That's pretty weird.
Yeah. What did you think of that format?
I don't like the way they presented the results. Like, it was like you had to dig for what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that.
Well, I got a list of things I shouldn't eat, and I got a list of things I could eat but I shouldn't eat, and I guess that's good to go. Cod thing really we freaked me. I'm like, I can't have cod. That's bad.
Yeah, you gotta stay away from the fish sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
No, McFish for you.
But fish and chips, national dish, mate.
Well, I said stay away from that. I didn't say avoid it entirely.
Yeah.
But that said you. I think it said you were high in heavy metals, which is like, well, that's kind of fitting, I guess.
Yeah.
But like,
it's all the soldering.
Yeah.
I did find out. I asked ChatGPT last night, how do I lower my cortisol levels? And guess what it said?
Reduce your stress.
Reduce your caffeine, exercise. I'm like, well, fuck. Can't you just give me a pill or something?
Nope. Joel's always looking for a magic bullet, and that's why you need to get back on the bike. You need to get back on the weights.
I don't like those weights anymore.
And them weights have never changed. You changed, Joe.
I know I changed.
The iron is the truth. Lift them weights. Get stronger.
I'll think about it. So we'll get back on that bike and do like 10, 20, 30 miles a day.
Yeah, everyone has their sweet spot with exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I like riding the bike, but I also don't like Pittsburgh and its hills.
Well, like I said, that's why I rode from 4th Street Bridge out to the old jail every day.
Yeah, nice and flat.
Mm-hmm. I got to get up to speed for our century. We're going to try to do this in Ohio this year.
Yeah. I think this year also we're going to do the Panhandle to West Virginia, but we're taking the e-bikes. Fuck that hill. We're going to do that hill in like a half hour. I don't give a fuck.
Assist off on the way down, assist on the way up.
Exactly. Power, yeah, just fucking ride the weight of the bike down the hill. Yeah, it feels so much later in the year than just
I know.
April, but it's like we still got a lot of year to go.
I know, like I came late since me my energy usage,
mm-hmm.
and apparently last week was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you use 7% of your normal energy usage. I'm like, I wonder why, Mr. Sun.
Yeah.
Then this week was like, you've used over 80% more than you normally do. I'm like, yep, too much rain.
Yeah, they were like, you're 11% over. And it's like, I wonder why, since the humidifier in my basement has been running nonstop for the past fucking week. It's like,
I had to dig out my dehumidifier and set it up.
That's what I said, my dehumidifier. It's pulling the shit out of the water, mm-hmm. the moisture out of the basement. It's like, I think I've been running nonstop for the past week. Oh, the fun of adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Buying windows, buying gravel.
It's all different gear, though, you know? Like,
gravel's not fun at all.
I keep trying to put myself in the brain of playing, like, a RTS game where it's like you're allocating resources and doing that, and like you're building your kingdom and that sort of stuff, which is like, if I can get in that mindset, it's like, cool, I can understand. The problem is I'm both the ruler and the serf. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I want to do something that's cool, it's like, well, I got to do the work too. It's like, man, I wish I had more money to hire people for this stuff.
Well, like I said, my mom the other day, my dad doesn't understand. I'm taking care of two houses now, not just one. He's like, you got your own house. I'm like, yeah, and I got my own problems too. So, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, their gas furnace went out, so he decided to use his coal furnace. Well, the thermostat wasn't working right, so I had to go over and look at it for him.
He's got a coal furnace?
Yeah, coal and wood. Hmm. He built his first, we had a coal and wood burner that he built.
I didn't think they still had those.
Well, I don't think they make them anymore. The last one we bought was in 1992.
Wow.
But, yeah, the coal furnace, the thermostat wasn't tripping the intake and outtake. Mm-hmm. So I fixed it. He goes, oh, what's it like learning how to own a house? I'm like, learning? I've been owning a house for years from you. What are you talking about?
I've been doing this.
You know how many toilets I put in? You know how much flooring I put in? How much drywall I put up?
Oh, man. It's a lot. It's a lot to get into. I'm tired of toilets. I'm tired of plumbing. Like, our second floor toilet, there was a weird leak coming from the intake valve on the bottom, and I was like, somebody's probably been like rocking to get off the toilet. Mm-hmm. Like things aren't sealed quite right. I'm like, maybe if they stop doing that, the leak will go away. And I brought it up. The leak went away. I'm like, cool. I do not want to play with that. Like, I want to play with intake valves and anything like that. Like,
so I don't have a spigot outside, but I do have the cold air, the cold water coming off the washing machine. Instead of spending hundreds of dollars, I spent $5 for a Y, and I've spent $10 on the hose, and I just run the hose outside of the main hose. I'm like,
I tell you what happened to me last year. I went to turn off the spigot on the outside, and it snapped off. Fucking just water just gushing on me. I'm like, son of a bitch. It's like, I have no idea how to fix this. And it was like 6 o'clock in the evening. Like, there's no way a plumber's going to be out here for this. And then since it's an old house, it's the shutoff valve to that pipe in the basement wasn't 100% effective. So like I got it down to like a trickle, but it's still a trickle of water running for fucking however many hours. So, you know, I contacted Rick. Like, Rick, what do I do? He's like, go try and grab one of these valves. As you screw it in, it tightens onto the pipe. Mm-hmm. So like you don't got to put any sealant or anything on there. It did that, and like I got it stopped, and then we got somebody in here to do it, but it was like a lot of goddamn water. Mm-hmm. Not as bad as when Mar and I went on vacation, and Di forgot to turn off the water to water the plants for the hose overnight, and mm-hmm. like we had like a $700 water bill because...
If only there's some electronic way to turn the water.
Well, that's when we fixed that. You said, hey, there you get one of these. I'm like, it's fucking done. Like $40, done. I thought that I could trust people to do something basic. Like, if you turn on the water, turn off the water. Like, don't get distracted with fucking Trump in the news. Alas.
That's like my sump pump. I actually had to put a timer. I had to put on my home automation. I turn it off at midnight and turn it back on at 7:30. Because, like, sometimes in the middle of the night, I'm like, what's that? Oh, it's a sump pump. It's like, the basement can flood for 7.5 hours. I'm okay with it. And like I've been waking up before my alarm lately, and then I'll get on my phone and I'll start reading Daily Stoic and stuff, and I'll hear the pump. I'm like, must be 7:30.
Time to get up. Who needs a rooster when you have a sump pump?
That's true.
But yeah. What time are we at here on this?
39.
39. Ah, man, I can hold my bladder for a couple more minutes.
It's amazing how all houses have their own little noises. Mm-hmm. And like when you go to someone else's house, what's that? What's that? What's that?
What? That's one of the reasons why I won't. Like you see people that are like this old house or whatever, and they're like, we gotta fix the creaky steps. Like I'll never fix them because I know the noises of people coming up. I know who's coming up the steps by the creek. It's like, no, that's a fucking situational awareness self-defense thing where mm-hmm. I can know like what's that creak. Mm-hmm. Like. No, that's my mother-in-law going to the bathroom. That's not somebody coming up that I need to fucking get a pistol and
That sounds like an intruder.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. You gonna die.
That's no cat.
It's Pat McNamara talks about that. He talks about you just because there's an intruder in your house doesn't mean you have to engage them. He said, what you do is you like, if your family and everybody's safe and you know where they're at, you just yell to the intruder. You say, hey, I'm armed. The cops are on the way. Leave the way you came in before I start clearing the house. Like if they're smart, they'll leave. Mm-hmm. Not like he's crazy, though. He's got mirrors and stuff set up so he can always have a sight line from his bedroom where he's going to clear his house. Like he's got it fucking mapped out. It reminds me of there was the Batman story where it's the Court of Owls and they came to kill Bruce Wayne mm-hmm. with their assassins. They didn't know he was Batman and mm-hmm. they attacked him in his house and it's like, you fucked up.
Oh no.
He's like pulling levers and dropping through chutes and stuff and like popping up in somewhere else. It's like the worst version of Home Alone you can imagine. It's like, oh no. He's everywhere.
I was at a game under tour. I was playing my buddies. The first game, I was just playing for fun. Like, they're acting like they're playing professionally. Like, we kicked your ass, but let's go again. Like, I know this map. I hear the other room, he's teleporting. He's everywhere. There's no teleportation, but how is he everywhere? You've awakened the dragon.
What's that one guy that plays Call of Duty, but he only uses knives? And he's like one of the top ranked players in the fucking world. He's just like that good with the knives.
Did you ever hear about the dude? He's quadriplegic, and he plays with his mouth, and he's like one of the best players out there. He's like Frankie No Hands is his handle or some shit. He's like, what's it like? You got beat by a cripple. He's like, I got the deadliest mouth in the game.
That's the funny thing about those games is like, there's no room for just a hobbyist on games anymore like nope. That's why I'm all about single-player games. I heard Baldur's Gate 3 got Game of the Year, mm-hmm. which I still haven't played. But
I refuse.
Why?
Because it's like, I played the first couple. I played the first one.
I never played any of them.
I played the first one. I was like, okay, this is like D&D light. Oh, look, other people get to learn how to play Dungeons & Dragons they never played before. It's like, dude, okay, I'm still sandboxed.
Oh well.
Yeah, but I've been playing Helldivers with my buddy in the UK. It is a mixed bag of getting randos. Like sometimes you'll get like these Elite Force dudes, and like some like the one game I was playing, I'm like, oh, I got this. I'm like, oh shit, I don't have to do this. The guy goes, hey, just do this. I'm like, thanks. He goes, hey, you want to try this new gun? I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's going on here? These people are being nice to me. I haven't heard a single racist slur all day.
Do black people say racial slurs on that, or is it only the white people?
They all say it.
All right.
I remember back in the day when Halo 3 came out, I made the mistake of going online. It was like an international race war.
That's all 12-year-olds. It's like, who are you fucking people?
I'll never forget. I tell the story at the time, but my buddy was playing Call of Duty back in the day. Like, this is like 2010, 2012. And this kid was like yelling, screaming all this shit, and like, fuck you, da da da. You hear, dun 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 dun, mom! Sounds has been disconnected from the game. He was yelling his racial slurs a little bit too loud, the mom heard.
I'll never forget, I was living with Bill in Polish Hill, and it was the AIM chat room stuff mm-hmm. back in the day. And I got into an argument with this one guy, and he's like, you piece of shit, I'll kick your ass, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, yeah, where you at? He's like, I'm in Point Breeze. And I'm like, well, I'm in Polish Hill. I'm coming over right now. He disconnected. I was like, oh, this guy's actually local. Like, Point Breeze, where's that, right off of Penn Avenue? You want a piece? Meanwhile, I was like 140 pounds of nothing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Gotta love the internet.
Old internet, especially. When there were no rules, we're doing the smelling salts again. We're not actually sniffing crack. Nobody sniffs crack, probably, but...
No, they don't.
Yeah, Joel, sometimes I wish I had the motivation of and the inspiration of a crackhead.
I know. They always find a way to get crack.
Every day they wake up and say, I'm going to get crack today.
What's that like?
Oh, man. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what it's like.
It just got to change crack to something else, that's all.
What can you be addicted to that's good for you?
Exercise?
No, that gets bad after a while, too.
Really?
I finished the Arnold Schwarzenegger book, by the way.
And?
It was good. I like hearing Arnold Schwarzenegger stories.
The one guy I listened to, he, for like the last 2 months, he always has to reference the book. I'm like, we get it. You like the book.
Which book?
The Schwarzenegger book.
It was good. I wouldn't say that it's nothing groundbreaking in there. It's the usual stuff. Have a vision, work with it, and mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. But it's more of like his life story and how he got things done, which is always funny. Because he has a sense of humor.
He does have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, I think I got to pee now.
So yeah. 45 minutes.
Woo! Episode Shoot. 50. Oh, we got to go to 50 minutes. We got to at least do 50.
Oh, that's true.
Shit. Look at me undermining myself here.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
So, what is your dream job?
Traveling around the world and learning different skills, which I think is a lot of people's. Because I noticed, like, Tim Ferriss tried it, and Tim Kennedy tried it, and I think a lot of people try to make, like, a TV show out of it so they get sponsorship to go around the world and try to do these cool things. And it's like, but if I were rich, that's what I would do. I would be like, This month I'm going to learn how to fly a helicopter, and this month I'm going to learn to do this, and scuba diving, and, like, basically build the Batman list, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
You?
I want to be that consultant you call in and fix all your problems. It's like, hey, we got this company. We want to do this and this, but we can't figure out how to do it. I sit down on a solution. Here, follow these instructions. You'll make more money and walk out the door.
But are you the SME of everything enough to do that? Otherwise, you become Jocko. You're just basically a leadership consultant. And you say, here's your problem is fundamentally a lack of leadership. Everything becomes a lack of leadership.
I know.
You're violating one of these four combat principles.
Well, prime example, I worked at a recycling company. They needed a system to track their fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, here, we'll build the system for you, follow these instructions, and instead of having eight people doing this job, you got one guy doing this job. Hmm. Now these other guys can work on another process. Because, like, I notice a lot of my job is like, we can't get this to figure out. I'm like, okay, I'll write a solution. Okay, here's your solution. But I'm the one who runs the solution. Like, I don't hand it off to anybody. It's just like, oh, write a script, do this job for me. Like, I had some spreadsheets I had to generate for these overseas guys like 3 months ago. It took me 8 hours, but I could pump those things out, thousands of these spreadsheets in mere minutes. I'm like, fucking game changer.
And that's what you'd want to do for a living?
Yeah, just like be this master consultant that just goes out and goes, what's your problem? Here, we'll do this. Watch what happens when you actually follow these instructions instead of doing the way you did it.
Somebody should make an AI that is like heaven or hell. Like, it either gives you the good option or the bad option, and you got to pick. Like, you don't know for sure. Is this going to work or is this going to fuck things up?
Like, I was talking,
devil on your shoulder type thing.
So, as you know, I've been fighting to get my promotion at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to the one guy that he said, oh, we made all these millions of dollars because of you. I'm like, let's get some more information about this. So I figured it out. I think there was like 8,000 SKUs, and I wrote a program that did 58 SKUs a minute, and humans could only do about 30, but they're humans,
mm-hmm.
and they only work 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my script ran for like, I don't know, 5 days straight or something like that. They would took them 33 days to run, like, due to being a human. I'm like, so I saved the company $10,000 in money, 266 hours in work hours. Like, the company made $16.8 million, which 4.8 was in profit. I'm like, kind of did a big thing just doing this thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You need somebody, what is it, not a...
Publicist?
No, not that. It's
marketing salesperson?
No, somebody that...
Hannibal?
Mediates on your behalf. Kind of like a coach, but
I think it's called a handler.
Oh, maybe. That makes me think of more like we were talking about earlier about fucking, no, he's loose.
My mom told me a story a couple years ago that I got teased a lot in middle school. And I was called the house about what I did. And my mom's like, oh, what did he do? What did they do to my son? The one day they called my dad. He's like, if you don't fix this, I'll let him loose.
You used to hear stories about people like that where the parents wouldn't let the kid in the house till he fought the bully. Mm-hmm. Like, don't run from him. You fight him. Like, then you can come in. I used to have to go to school despite being bullied just because that's where I got a meal. So I was like, I'm going to school. Like, well, they're going to pick on you. It's like, well, I'll pick back.
What was your quote in the car earlier?
What's for dinner? Sleep. Gone to sleep for dinner. I've eaten many a raw potato because I didn't cook it because for whatever reason I was stupid and it was just easier to like peel it and then fucking eat it with salt. Tomatoes, same way. Yeah, I've eaten ice a lot of time. Like a weird childhood.
It shows.
Thanks.
Kidding.
Well, it does show in the fact that I'll probably survive almost anything. I am part cockroach, I think.
I wonder.
I do have a bad habit of doing things like eating tacos for lunch and then trying to go to a jiu-jitsu open mat at 4:30 and seeing.
But you only had two tacos.
Well, how many tacos does it take to you shit yourself?
Depends on what's on the taco.
Did you eat your cinnamon bun thing, or did you
leave it in the car? That's when I get home.
Part cockroach, part man. You know, it's a good way to be.
I saw in the Christie the other day. She goes, I don't see you function so little sleep. I'm like, Eugene thinks I'm a mutant.
But is Joe really functioning? Because Joe got a report saying how his cortisol levels are through the fucking roof and he needs to sleep more. I don't think Joe's functioning. We're talking about optimizing the machine here, not fucking running it redlined.
Redline's good though, right?
No.
It's not the optimal zone.
I saw an image. The guy said, sure, your car does, your car performs well, but has it ever had 10 miles per hour RPMs? Because the fucking needle had broken off into the miles per hour part. It's like, that's the bad place to be, Joe. You don't want to be there. You want to be in the happy medium. You want things to just be coasting along pretty easily.
What are you talking about, coasting along?
I do have a buddy who said the only way to coast is downhill, and he meant that meant that like you were letting off the gas and you weren't doing what you should be doing. And it's like, yeah, you cunt. Like, fucking, everything shouldn't be so hard all the damn time.
That's what I'd like to believe, but here we are.
I do, you need to go back to your gratitude training. Things aren't super bad, knock on wood.
No, I mean, in the grand scheme of thing, I keep thinking, I work from home 5 days a week, so could be worse. I could be driving in the office all the time.
Yeah.
Like, my coworker called me the other day, he's like, sure it's cold outside. I'm like, I wouldn't know. I've only walked 20 feet from my bed since I woke up.
Yeah. Yeah, everything could be so much worse. So much worse. We could have this economy 20 years ago when we weren't allowed to work from home. And mm-hmm. Still be commuting in the house into the fucking office wearing clothes that we didn't like to wear because somebody thought they looked better. It's like, well, I don't like waking up and ironing shit.
Yeah, neither do I. I used to buy the non-wrinkle pants and stuff so I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, and then we got the Downy Wrinkle Rid spray, and I would spray it down and then fucking get in the shower and leave it hanging, and I'd come out and it'd be mostly ready and fucking shaving. And
I do remember back in the day, like, the first week of any new job, I was like, I got an iron, I think I look good, and like, okay, now I got these suckers on the line.
Too late now, I'm here.
Been seeing a lot of job TikTok stuff about how to interview and all this stuff. I'm like, this is exhausting. I'll just stay at this hellhole.
Yeah, I feel like people are so picky about their jobs and they want like the perfect job. And it's like, you know, my job is not the definition of my being. My job is a means to an end.
Well, that's, I've been beating that into my coworker's head and he's finally gotten it.
Like, if fucking watch Fight Club a couple of times, and you'll understand this is not who you are. This is not your identity.
Well, like, I tell my one friend, I'm like, I asked him, what do I do for a living? Something with computers? Exactly. You know, I do something with computers. You don't know exactly what the fuck I do.
I don't know exactly what you do. I know you write Python scripts. That's about it.
Yep. Like I said, it's... My coworker's like, I should be a director by now. I'm like, I wrote my last job description, and I left that job, and I'm here now. So job description doesn't mean crap.
Yeah.
I was the infrastructure architect.
Whatever that means.
Well, usually architects are the guys who build stuff. Mm-hmm. And since I built the infrastructure for the whole company for how to do shit.
Yeah. It's like I was the head of a web design department, and now I'm just a senior web developer, and it's like I'm happier now because I have less responsibility, and it's like make more money, less responsibility. Sweet spot. Not going to complain.
My coworker was telling me, she's 63, she's trying to get ready to retire. Mm-hmm. She goes, at my age, I ain't managing shit. Right. I manage myself.
Yeah. No. And I think that's one of the problems with a lot of companies is they have such a focus on making everyone try to advance and climb the ladder. And it's like, sometimes it's, you should be rewarded for staying in a place you're good at and doing that job well. You shouldn't have to be forced to try to climb and expand and do this. Like, that's the work-life balance. Like, let this part of my life be good so I can expand in the other areas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I shouldn't be busting my ass just to survive.
Right. I shouldn't have to fucking read the bunch of fucking tech journals and stuff to stay up to speed with the latest APIs and everything else on the goddamn planet.
Well, the one thing I read says, like, you never work 100% of your potential. You work 25 to 50%. That way, when the shit hits the fan, you can put on some extra speed and get shit done.
Yeah, it's all about family. Shifting the gear again. Oh, that's 50 episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Are we doing outro music or are we just killing it?
Nah, do the outro music, man. Okay. What do you mean?
We didn't do the intro music.
I thought you did the intro music.
You said no.
No, I said we were going to do the fucking smelling salt after the intro.
So I got to edit. Awesome.
Oh, man. Joel's got to spend time in front of a computer. Damn the it. Pity.
Good night, everybody.
He'll probably run out on one of his three laptops at the same time. He's been on his computer this during his podcast. Multitasking schmuck.
That's what I do.
Well, that's episode 50. We'll see if Joel's back for 51.
I'll definitely be back for 51.
Not if I kill you.
Who's going to publish a podcast then?
That's a good point.
I got all the keys. Well, I got all the SSH keys.
Well, that's also a good point. Well, we'll just bury this podcast thing in the backyard so there's no evidence. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.